Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply the GOAT, the greatest of all time. The GOAT, or greatest of all time. We've got a new term that many people use now. That term is called the GOAT, and that's an acronym for the greatest of all time. It simply outlines or typifies the persons or people who are regarded to be the greatest in their area or in their era. You think of it, there are many people who say who are the greatest basketball players or football players of all time, who are the greatest world leaders of all time, and the list goes on and on, from the greatest chefs to the greatest painters and artists. Yes, my friends and neighbors, and we must admit, we all want to be great. Nobody sets out to do anything and has visions of just being average. Everyone that does something does it with the initial intention of becoming great. Now, whether they achieve greatness or not obviously remains to be seen in every case. However, greatness is the goal, and the best leaders, the ones that build the greatest teams, are those who can inspire, who can teach, who can provide a formula for greatness for everyone in their circles. Can we outline this today, my friends, in our GREAT acronym? These are the 5 key elements that determine greatness. And no matter what your industry or profession, no matter what you are looking to accomplish, these 5 things will give you a roadmap for becoming great. That G in our GREAT acronym reminds us of the importance of generosity. Yes, my friends and neighbors, greatness begins with an awareness of and a responsiveness to the needs of others. Look around you, my friends and neighbors. There are people that are hurting. There are people that are wounded on the inside and some on the outside that need somebody to pick them up. Generosity is simply that mindset to say, I'm going to do what I can to help those around me in need. That's the reason why you see so many foundations in the country, and many people make a routine habit of donating back to worthy causes. We think sometimes that they only donate because they're wealthy, but it's that attitude of generosity that creates that level of wealth and greatness. Yes, my friends and neighbors, and if you're looking to say, well, how do I become more generous? Let me give you just a few key tips. First, give liberally. The great are not selfish. They give liberally of their time, of their talent, of their resources. Then also give regularly. Don't just make it a one-time thing. Maybe it's something you do during a holiday season or things along those lines. No, my friends and neighbors, give regularly. You should be able to look back and with a list of all the people that you've been able to benefit in some way or another, whether through mentorship and consultation, whether through actually giving them something physically that they needed. Yes, my friends, give regularly, and then also give expectantly, knowing that you will receive great benefits because of your generous attitude. It always comes back to you, my friends. Yes, I say to you, my friends and neighbors, greatness begins with generosity. But that's not where it ends. It transitions, and our R reminds us of the importance of establishing a routine. Yes, my friends and neighbors, routines. See, what we do daily determines who we become eventually. If you would be asked this question, what is your daily routine? How would you reply? My friends, I would encourage you to incorporate a few things into your daily routine as you're on this path to greatness. I can give it to you in the REP formula. The R says commit to reading. Yes, my friends and neighbors, learning something new every day is our responsibility. Whatever your passion, whatever your drive, learn more about the things you love. Take the time to read books from authors that you value. Look at dissenting opinions and other standpoints and philosophies. Compare them with your own so that you can grow even more. Then that exercise your body, your mind. We can exercise our body through proper eating habits and nutrition. We can also exercise our body through workout regimens and through getting enough sleep. We exercise our mind through memorization and meditation, memorizing quotes and steps and processes, philosophies and formulas, all that play a role in our success, and then we can picture ourselves in our quiet times of meditation, advancing and achieving, growing in every aspect of our life. Then peer expansion is another part of our daily routine. You see, the greats are always willing to meet new people, to travel to new places for the purpose of expanding their inner circle. We've all heard of Henry Ford. We've all heard of Thomas Edison. We all heard of Harvey Firestone with Firestone tires. But did you know that all three of those guys were friends? That they took the time to buy property right next to each other, and every summer they spent the summers together. Abe Lincoln once said, "A stranger is a friend I've yet to meet." I challenge you, my friends, to refine your routine. That E in our great acronym reminds us that we all need to evolve. You see, most people want to become great overnight, and there are some documented cases of some overnight successes. However, in most cases, we follow the pattern of the small acorn that turns into the mighty oak tree, or the lion cub that one day becomes the king of the jungle, or the small boy that one day becomes a responsible man. All these things happen over time. We must be willing to take incremental steps towards success. It's not about getting rich quickly or getting to point A as fast as you can. It's about growing wiser every day. You see, evolution requires patience. It requires persistence, and it also requires positivity. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we're smiling at every step of the journey, recognizing that every day we're growing and growing and growing. That A in our great acronym emphasizes the importance of attitude. Yes, my friends, in psychology, an attitude refers to a set of emotions, beliefs, and behaviors toward a particular object, person, thing, or event. And many times, attitude is guided by our past experiences. However, no matter the past experiences, attitude can be changed by adopting a new set of beliefs, a new set of beliefs about ourselves and our surroundings and about our destiny. How do you see yourself? Greatness begins with a belief. Do you believe that you will be victorious in any endeavor? My friend, that attitude will determine our altitude, how high we're able to rise. Last but not least, my friends, that T reminds us of the importance of tenacity. Yes, my friends and neighbors, the greats don't quit. No matter the adversity, no matter the struggle, no matter the obstacles, the greats keep pushing and pushing until the goal is reached. Did you know that Michael Jordan was cut from his high school basketball team, but that didn't cause him to quit? It made him even more tenacious. Did you know that Henry Ford, the founder of Ford Motor Company, had to file bankruptcy twice before his automobile factory got off the ground? Many authors had their books rejected before they wrote a bestseller. Many singers were overlooked and labeled with no talent before they became pop stars. Colonel Sanders, he was 67 years old when he founded KFC. The founder of McDonald's failed at every business until he discovered a system for burgers and fries. If you want to know, my friends, how to be tenacious, I challenge you to focus, to fight, and yes, my friends, to forget. Focus. Keep your eyes on the prize. The eagles are regarded for their excellent vision. They can spot prey almost 2 miles away. Yes, my friends and neighbors, focus, then fight. Lions are known for their ferocity. They fight to the death to protect their pride. We've got to fight, not physically, but metaphorically. We've got to fight mentally to train our mind not to quit, but to pursue, to plan, and to punch powerfully. Then we've got to forget, dismiss all the things that others define as failures, and only remember these successes. My friends, I hope you enjoyed this training segment. If you did, I can make you a personal guarantee. Success Training Institute will grow your business and change your life. And whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.